The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's just kick things off. First talk back of the day.
Good morning, Wild 94.9. It's Paulo from Merced. Seeing how it's the day after Cinco de Mayo, I would like to know from you guys, what are your best hangover cures that you guys swear by? I know when I was in college, it was drink Pedialyte before and after you get drunk. Personally, I never got that drunk myself, so I don't actually know if it worked or not, but yeah, I'd like to know some of your guys' cures. All right, talk back to you later.
That's a good question. A lot of people may be nursing a bit of a hangover today. Selena, what's your go-to hangover cure?
You have to drink a michelada and then take a nap.
Yeah, that works.
That's all. That's
little
it.
Little hair of the dog. Never heard anybody. Yeah, that helps.
Usually I'm just dead for a whole day. But
what's your cure though, Jess?
What's your
you wake up super hungover, what do you attempt to make yourself feel better with?
Usually the only thing that will sit in my stomach and make my stomach feel better is crackers. And
so you just get a dry old sleeve of crackers out and just start chomping away?
That's the only thing that will survive in my stomach and then will actually make my stomach feel better afterwards. I've also tried pickle juice. Kind of helps a little bit.
That doesn't sound like it would help.
It helps
like
a little bit at all.
Crackers and pickle juice? Like what are you trying?
Well, not together. Separate.
But if you know you have a sensitive...
Awful.
She's like, I have a very sensitive stomach. The only thing I can try is bland, just dry, basic crackers. Or let me try throwing a bunch of pickle juice in there. Let that fight it out in my stomach.
What, sounds delicious, but I don't think...
Well, clearly I'm still trying to find the best cure for me. But Graham, you're the expert.
My go-to is just... I wake up in the morning. If I'm not feeling great, it's just a couple large glasses of water, two Advil, and just power through.
Oh,
and just
no.
Go for it.
If I wake up,
if it's really bad, and I'm going to need some food, I need a very, very large breakfast burrito.
See, my problem is when I'm hungover, I have no appetite. I can't eat.
So I don't even want water.
I do want water for the first time ever. No. But like eating will make me like just puke, like, or feel like it. I can't eat. And that makes it worse because you're supposed to eat to like help with it. But
that's why you should try crackers.
That sounds terrible.
You might be onto something, Jeff. Yeah. Second talk back of the day.
Morning, JV crew. Grams, this is for you. Yeah, yeet.
Yeah, yeet. That's my guy Christian. Chris, I met him and his buddy Chris, Christopher. Don't confuse him. I met them yesterday at the Patelco grand opening, Daly City, that I was out. Chidi was out there with me, and I met them. And so I got to put a face to the yeah, yeet.
Cool. And, how was it?
It was awesome. You guys met a ton of our listeners. A lot of the people that work at that Patelco branch or other Patelco branches from around the Bay Area were there as well. And they're all listeners of the show. I feel like JV Show number one with Patelco.
Thank you.
Yes. So it was cool. So the branch manager, the new branch manager at that Daly City location, 362 Gellert, if you're interested.
Yep.
Awesome. Brand new sparkling location. Tony, who's the branch manager there, I assume that's his title, also a listener of the show. Very, very
cool
guy.
Thank you, Tony.
Awesome guy.
You gave away some chug mugs.
We handed out some chug mugs.
Nice.
Met a lot of listeners. It was a gorgeous day. It was bright and sunny out, which is rare in Daly City where it's usually foggy
Did anybody bring you a margarita? That was your only request. Just somebody slide by and bring me a secret margarita at Cinco de Mayo.
No secret margaritas were served, but a lot of people brought us gifts and snacks and things.
You got gifts?
Gifts and snacks, you guys. So a lot of people brought us stuff. So I'm just saying, should have been out there. It was a gorgeous day. We had an awesome time.
Awesome. Well, I love that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
We are obviously going to be talking the Met Gala all this morning. There's a lot from the Met Gala that was last night. The biggest headline, though, Rihanna debuted a baby bump on the Met Gala carpet. She is pregnant more than I am.
Right? Not yet. Well, no, you're tied.
That sounded really weird, Graham.
Are you tied?
No.
What do you mean? How many times has she been pregnant?
Oh, wait. No, this is her
third
time.
Three? It's her third child. How many kids do you have?
I thought you were asking if my tubes were tied.
No.
I was like, wow, that's a very personal question.
You said she's pregnant more times than I am. And I said, no, you guys are tied because you have three kids and she's going to have three kids.
She's going to have three.
It did sound like they're
tied. Thank you.
What kind kind of girl math are you doing here? Not much rest for the Warriors as they head from their Game 7 win in Houston on Sunday over to Minnesota for Game 1 of their semifinal playoff series with the Timberwolves tonight. Meanwhile, the T-Wolves, they've had plenty of time to rest. They wrapped up their first-round series with the Lakers last Wednesday. Hopefully, Steph and Draymond have been sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber for the past 48 hours as they're going to need it. Tip-off in tonight's game is at 6:30.
Woo-woo! Today will be a little cooler than yesterday. Skies will still be bright and sunny, so don't worry, you can still enjoy the outdoors, but temperatures just won't be as high. They'll remain in the low to high 70s.
Holy heat wave yesterday.
Oh my God, yes.
Roasting. Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be six. Save your money for intentional purchases that really matter. A flashy ad might be tempting at first, but hitting order could stir up a minor squabble in your household. So it's best to play it smart and hold off and then squabble down.
Squabble down, yeah. Yeah. Right. Not up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So, Graham, you weren't asking me if my tubes were tied.
No.
Okay. Just
very clearly.
You can.
Very clearly not.
If you want to know about my tubes, just say so.
Are they?
No.
Any plans to?
No.
Oh. Wow. Is that the common thing?
I think
I thought the vasectomy was a more common
procedure. I think it is more, just because it's a lot less invasive.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
And do they actually just tie them?
No, I think they
tie a knot. What kind of knot do they use?
One of those sailor
Granny
ones.
Knot, sailor knot.
Yeah. You know.
Double Windsor.
I think.
Half Windsor?
Yeah, I think the half.
Right.
Anyways, we're just making things up as we go. Grammy, let's talk about tacos.
All right, so the internet's sort of appalled and shocked at what they found out people in Sweden put in their tacos. Swedish-style tacos. Have you guys heard of these?
No.
Now, look, they seem very on par with the way a lot of people maybe make tacos at home. Most of their ingredients and ground beef, red onions. They put some canned corn, salsa, tortilla chips. You know, they get, you know, kind of your standard taco ingredients are going into these things. But
delicious.
They got to the one part where one key ingredient is added, and that was thick slices of banana.
Stop.
Right in there. And people were like, what? What is happening? That's not tacos, but apparently in Sweden, that is how they make their tacos. Any thoughts on a big slice of banana
really disrespectful
inside your taco?
You can't just make up how you make another culture's food.
Why not?
I don't know. It just sounds disrespectful.
Well, we add.
But do you know what we do? Do you know what we do with Chinese food here? That's not.
Yeah,
that's
very true. And the disrespect.
That's not what Chinese food is at all.
That's a great
point. We've completely
remade
it and labeled it Chinese food.
And it just sounds disgusting.
I can't imagine it, like the flavors combining and tasting good.
Now I'm gonna. This may be an unpopular opinion, but I think it might be good. Because I don't know, there's a restaurant, Soul Food in San Rafael. It's one of the best places if you're going through San Rafael. It's like a bright green building. You can't miss it. It is incredibly good. Now I think that is Puerto Rican food.
Do they serve the rice with bananas?
Yes,
they have
sweet.
They have
fried plantains, or then they have like the sweet ones. Also, you know, you get two different types of banana you can get with your meal. And look. It's got rice, it's got beans, chicken, and you get a bite of banana in there. You mix it all together for the perfect bite. And they have this, it's not even like a salsa, but their hot sauce there, incredible. Yeah, that all mixed together for the bite, it's incredible. If I'm wrapping that into a tortilla or whatever, or a taco shell, it's still going to be delicious. And that banana in there, I'm telling you, sets it off.
So I'm leaning more towards sounds delicious when we're talking fried plantains. When you said banana, I'm thinking just like banana slices, like the ones I give my kids and stuff. Like that, I wouldn't want to try.
Even banana slices on rice, trust me, try it whenever you get
a
chance.
It's
really good.
What?
But what throws me off about this is the meat. I don't want tacos to have meat, and then that mixes with the banana flavor. That's where I don't.
Yeah, but what
if
it's
really
like, what
like
if like
it.
What I'm saying is, what if it's the chicken? Oh, the chicken there at Soul Food's so good.
Chicken and bananas.
I'm telling you
that bite is incredible. I'm not fully on board yet.
It seems weird, but I think it's a don't knock it until you try it.
Right.
Also, again, highly recommend Soul Food in San Rafael.
I've actually heard about that place.
There's a line out the door every day. It's so good.
I believe
good.
It. I'm just not. It's not every day. Delicious. I'm all the way in San Rafael.
I think they have a San Francisco location. I gotta look it up. They got another location. I think. It's amazing food. Anyways, bananas and tacos is the new style, you guys.
You should try it, Selena. Try the rice with the bananas.
Or fried plantains. I'm sorry.
Fried plantains. They're so good.
I've had that before. Okay. So good, but I don't think I can do bananas and my rice and tacos. I'm not on board. I'm not on board yet. Right. Give me some time. Give me some time. Dang, baby steps, okay? Right. Graham, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because you have maintained ever since you had kids that they are not getting cell phones. You're not going to give in to this peer pressure. I don't remember the age that you said they're going to get phones, but it wasn't going to be for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's a sliding scale, I'm sure. It's a moving target.
I saw this mom online, and she feels the exact same way. She's like, look, my kids, they're in elementary school, and everybody else has cell phones. I'm not doing it. I'm not giving in. They're too young. This will, like, ruin their life, and we're not taking that step yet. So what she did is she got a landline phone at home. That way, if they are home alone, which teaches them independence, she can still communicate. She can talk to them. They can, like, talk to their friends if they wanted to talk on the phone. And I couldn't help but think, this sounds like something you would do. Would you? I mean, you love old cars, old technology, no emojis. A landline for the kids? Come on.
A landline?
That sounds like a good idea.
I don't.
I feel like this is right up your alley.
Also, I built the house and I did not pre-wire for a landline in there. I didn't include any telephone jacks in the house with that outdated technology. I don't know. I'm not opposed to the... I feel like most parents' solution is like the, you know, the whatever that watch thing is that they can text you and call you on. And there's some more like dumb phone options rather than giving kids a full-on iPhone so they can sit and watch YouTube videos all day. It's like, hey, dude, you're 9 years old. Like, you don't need that.
So you wouldn't.
So no landline.
I'm not getting a landline. No, I don't. I mean, I don't have the capabilities to landline. Although I'm sure they make a new internet-based landline phone
probably
that I could put in my house, you know, and not have it wired in.
We're all paying for landlines with our internet service.
Why?
Not me, but you. Maybe.
Yeah, it comes with, like, I know I am. I think it just comes with, like, a phone package. Like, it's part of it. So, like, I guess if I wanted to go buy a phone and, like, plug it in, it would probably work. But, like, who does that?
I feel like Gen Z does, because they have, like, those cute-looking phones.
Oh, it's vintage. Yeah, it's retro.
I think more people should go back to the vintage dumb phone, cell phone. I have a friend that has that, and he swears by it.
Really?
Yep.
I would like to see Jess try that for, like, a week.
Oh, I could not.
I think you should try it.
I don't think so.
No, she does, like, 9 hours of screen time a day on her phone.
That's what I'm saying. Give her one of those other phones that you're talking about.
Wait, yeah, where am I going to watch TikTok?
That's the point.
That's the point.
See how long you last.
Get out and be a human being. See the world. Do things. Interact with people. Talk to people.
I love how I'm over here pressing her like I do. I leave the house more than you do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Can I just make a suggestion about the landlines, or at least a point? They are useful. Yes, they're outdated. But when we had all those disasters, especially when we had the Tubbs fire, they realized that landlines was the only way to communicate, because the towers for the cell phones had gone down and people were having trouble with their reception and getting hold of family members.
It's definitely a good idea to have that, but the reality is nobody does.
Nobody does, and the other thing is most of the telecommunications carriers like AT&T, I don't know what ended up happening, but they were trying to abandon all their landline service in California because they don't have enough customers for it, and maintaining actual physical lines that run on all the poles. It's like, what are we doing this for?
Good morning, Graham. This is Melanie from San Juan Bautista. My husband wanted to know if you don't have, I don't know what it's called, I guess the little phone jack thing that Selena was saying, then what do you use? Do you use fiber? So just curious how you connect to Wi-Fi. Thank you.
Good question.
Okay, so I was telling Selena I didn't run in my house a jack to have a landline, because Selena was like, you should get a landline. I didn't run jacks to run landlines. I think there's two different things there. Maybe people don't, or, you know, because you don't see them as much anymore. A true landline phone jack is like a little... It's a smaller looking little clip-in thing, similar to, it's like a smaller version of an Ethernet cable jack. Okay, those I have Ethernet cable jacks.
Okay.
Those jacks. So I can hook it to those. But if you were like talking about like a true landline phone jack, no, I didn't.
Jack.
You wouldn't run those, I don't think, in a new house.
They look very similar.
They look similar to the phone ones, or the old school phone ones. Landline ones are smaller.
A couple more talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. Hey, Graham, I'm in San Rafael every day. What is that Puerto Rican spot that you were saying? What is it called? I'll probably hit it up today. Thank you. Have a great day.
You should hit it up today. It's called Soul Food, S-O-L, soul, like sun, Soul Food, and it's right downtown in San Rafael. I think they have, I just looked online, they have a location in Mill Valley and one in Petaluma as well. But Soul Food is the one of my favorite restaurants of all time. It's so good.
Good morning, JV Show. Freddie Fed from Water Creek. Happy Taco Tuesday. That restaurant, Soul, you're talking about, Graham, is the one that Bad Bunny ate at when he came out here to do a show. So, oh man, I'm gonna have to try that place out.
Yes, highly recommend.
Maybe that's how I heard of it. I've never been there, but I know I've heard of it.
I always just get the one or two piece chicken plate, kind of, and then rice, and we were talking about the fried bananas or plantains. You get a sweet or... they have two different kinds. I don't know. I always get the sweet banana.
Just give me everything. Just
whatever their spicy sauces. Oh, I think they sell that to go also. You should buy a bottle.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to make sure we have enough time for Jess. Let's go to whatever it is that you've been watching on TV.
There's a new show on TLC. It's called Polly Family, you guys. Just one episode is out now. I believe the other one should come out sometime this week. Might be out today. But it's about a closed polyamorous quad.
A what now?
A closed polyamorous quad. So they
what is that, like an off-road vehicle?
No, it's four people.
Okay.
Two couples coming together. They don't have any outside partners besides the four of them.
Okay.
However, they don't all date each other like you would assume. You would assume four people are in a relationship. They're, you know, dating one another. It's kind of different because the guys date the women. The women don't date each other and the guys don't date each other. So it's kind of just the guys sharing their wives.
Okay. So this should be called wife swap.
But do the wives share the husbands?
No.
Well, of course, inevitably they are, because if a guy is dating both of the women, then the women is dating both the guys, right?
So they're all dating each other.
I don't think you can have one without the other.
But I guess when you're talking about intimacy, there's no intimacy between the guys and there's no intimacy between the women.
Right.
Got it.
Right. And this is actually how the men describe their relationship.
We live together. We have mutual partners and we parent together. But if we were in this situation, we probably wouldn't be friends.
What?
So it's really strange.
So you don't even like the person?
It seems
this is so weird.
Yeah, it seems like they kind of don't even really get along that well. But they all live together. There are kids involved because one of the married couples had kids before meeting the other couple. And then there are also kids within the quad who they don't know the paternity of. So here's what they say about that.
Since the guys switch rooms every night, we don't know who the fathers of the younger boys are.
I can assure you it is one of two people.
Of course, we wonder sometimes, but finding out could cause a lot of hurt.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad for the kids in this scenario. And people are like, that's such a closed-minded thing, and love is love, and you can love. And I get that, but I don't like this.
It's tough.
This scenario, but whatever works for them, I guess, is fine.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay, hypothetically, though.
No. Whatever your situation you're about to lay out, no.
Not open to it.
No.
Hypothetically.
I'm in. Count me in, Jess.
Okay, thank you, Graham. Hypothetically, would you want to know if you were the dad?
Yes.
Even though.
But what if you're not? Would it change that relationship between you and the kid?
No, but I think it's a piece of knowledge that I'd like to know. And then knowing that all this look, relationships in general. What's the success rate on a normal marriage? What's the success rate on a quad?
Right.
You know, like, so at some point, maybe this thing falls apart. I'd want to know if that's my son or not.
That's exactly what they brought up on the show. They mention, well, the only reason you would want to know is if it doesn't work out, because then you have to know, like, the paternity of the child moving forward. But I think there is like some insecurities. There is some jealousy that is involved, obviously.
Yeah.
So, that was, I think, one of the main reasons why they didn't want to know. But yeah, like you mentioned, Graham, like it is tough because the kids are kind of in between all of this.
How old are the kids?
They range in ages. They do have a few that are maybe low teens or maybe around 10, 12 years old. And then they're expecting one. And then they have two others, I think.
Can you imagine being like a preteen and this is your family dynamic? And look, it works for them, but I don't think I'd want my friends to know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the parents can choose that they want to be in this, you know, they want to have that arrangement. Yeah. But like as a kid, you don't get to choose that arrangement.
Right.
You're like, wait, I didn't sign up for having five moms and five dads drop me off to prom. And then they all go home and swap with each other. Like, I didn't. This is a little difficult for me to explain to my buddies.
And it is so strange because they mention like in the audio that they switch rooms, right? So I guess every day they pack up their little toothbrush and they go into the other room and they stay the night there. And then the next day, pack up their little toothbrush, go to the other room.
I would assume the toothbrush just stays in their one bathroom that they all share. I picture this just being a one bathroom house.
And they all share the same toothbrush.
But like you probably. But
it make things easier.
Each night, are you just like, let's see, it's a Tuesday, so I guess I'm going into this room tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Wednesday, I'm going into this room. Be a weird arrangement.
Right.
Also, do the sheets get washed?
I
don't want to sleep in some other dude's, you know.
I mean, they didn't show that in the first episode, but I would assume that that's
they're not doing the laundry every day. Do they strike you as people that are washing the sheets every single day? So that means the next night I'm laying in some other dude's sweat.
Honestly, yeah. But you know
Among other things.
One thing they did mention.
Being kind.
True.
One thing
they did mention was that everybody, because it is four people in one household, like everybody divides up all the chores. And it seems like they all have it very easy. It's like one person's in charge of like the laundry and organizing things. The other one takes the kids to school. So it's like, wouldn't it be kind of nice?
Yeah.
Right? Like there's more hands around.
I guess. That's a plus.
It does take a village.
Yeah.
So the show is
Polly Family
on
TLC, or I think you can also watch it on Discovery Plus.
Is it on Oprah.com? That's where I like to get my
content. That's where I watch all my shows.
Not this one. No.
Dang it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So let's talk about the Met Gala and some of the celebrities who are absent from yesterday's event. People were really hoping to see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce walk the carpet because, as you know, we don't really get much footage from inside, although there are a couple celebrities who broke that rule. We'll get to that in a second. People were hoping to see Taylor and Travis Kelce, and they were a no-show. People were like, were they not invited? Because it is an invite-only type of thing. No, of course they were invited. They're like the biggest couple ever, but they couldn't go. They just couldn't make it work as a result of their schedules. What are they doing right now?
Like, right?
That's what I don't understand. What are they doing? That's so
I don't
important?
Think either one of them is working on.
That's what I'm saying. Anything? It's the off season.
Out of the public eye. Don't want to be asked about the Blake Lively thing.
Yeah, that makes more
sense.
Wow,
Blake Lively's
ruining everything.
The ripple of Blake Lively ripple effect is far reaching. Don't you? I mean, I fully understand given how high profile of a year both of them had, right? I mean, they're always in the spotlight for everything. And she's coming off that the tour of all tours. Wouldn't you just want to sit home in your sweatpants for once?
Yeah, I would. But it's Taylor Swift. I also want to see her at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think more and more people are realizing the Met Gala.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber was there alone. Justin Bieber was off somewhere watching his Toronto Maple Leafs.
See,
play.
Priorities. Do you think he wants to put on some uncomfortable looking tuxedo that looks ridiculous or go watch the Maple Leafs?
Yeah, he chose hockey. So that's where he was
Smart
at.
Choice.
Hailey went solo. Same thing with Kylie Jenner. She went by herself because Timothée Chalamet was watching the Knicks game.
Priorities.
He was at home watching basketball.
It was a playoff game, and I think the Knicks had an incredible comeback last night, if I'm not mistaken. So he was in for a treat. He watched an incredible game.
Yeah, I guess. Now to some of the celebrities who broke the biggest rule of the night, no phones. We've always wondered, what does happen inside the Met Gala? We never see inside because Anna Wintour, she has this very strict no phone rule.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't even take pictures inside. Mm-hmm. And we've seen celebrities do it before, and I don't know if they've ever been reprimanded or what, but Megan Thee Stallion, she posted a video on her Instagram yesterday. When I came across it on my timeline, I was like, oh!
She's breaking the rule. It actually looks really boring inside.
Of course it does. It's a gala.
It was just her, and they're sitting at a table, and they're eating these little hors d'oeuvres, and like, that's it? That's what you're doing?
Is it just a big fancy dinner party?
It's like a charity event, right?
Nobody knows. That's the thing. Ask one person to explain what is the Met Gala, what are they doing there, and people be like, I don't know.
I thought it was a big charity event, and they basically just go in to whatever that building is, and then they donate money and maybe auction off items.
Wow, what a scam.
I
do all this to give you money.
You just described my kid's school fundraiser. I don't know if that's what the Met Gala is, but
I don't know. But Megan Thee Stallion was one who broke the phone rule. Halle Bailey also had her phone out. I was taking pictures and stuff. And then Questlove had his phone out as well.
Not going to get invited back next year. Yeah. And they're like, yes, thank you. I don't have to go through all this
boring,
ridiculous trouble and put on some ridiculous outfit.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
What was the theme this year, if I may ask? Because every year there's a theme.
The theme was super fine tailoring black style.
Who gives a fart?
What was your favorite look of the night, Graham?
There was that one that where the person in the thing, and it was like a big, but it was black, but also like, I loved it. It was great.
Okay. I like Sabrina
Carpenter. Did you see any pictures?
No, because the biggest question of all is,
who gives a fart?
I don't get it.
I liked Halle Berry's outfit. She almost had her vagine out.
Okay, I'm back in.
I'll have to show you that off the air. Yeah. Hey, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the CHP ain't playing, you guys. We got to talk about the pretty major crackdowns they've been having, particularly this past weekend, on sideshow activity. Roughly 50 cars towed in one Oakland sideshow bus. This was one on Sunday night near the intersection of Bancroft and Havens Court. Right before midnight, CHP and local Oakland PD jumped into that one. 50 cars towed. About 50 cars towed. Then, listen to this, because apparently in Stockton, they really aren't playing. They had a sideshow enforcement weekend this past weekend, and they had over 700 traffic stops for violations, illegal modifications, and they issued 620 citations and impounded more than 155 cars and made more than 33 arrests. So CHP is really cracking down on sideshow activities. And city by city, we've seen this. They've been issuing different warnings saying that they're going to crack down, and here they go. And it's actually happening. Also on the Bay Bridge over the weekend, this was on Saturday, a motorcyclist popped an illegal wheelie, you guys. And they tracked him down and impounded his motorcycle as well. Oh. No wheelies on the Bay Bridge.
Oh, but that sounds so cool.
We've all seen people do that.
I know.
What for?
I actually enjoy it.
But what for? We've all seen a motorcycle do a wheelie before.
Yeah, but it still just looks cool. I don't know. I like it when I get to point it out to my kids. Like, whoa, do you see what that guy just did? Hold on, he'll do it again. He always does. All right, well, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show, Matt from San Jose. So, come on, noobs. The Met Gala is a charitable event. So, the stars have to pay top dollar. And also, in addition to paying, you have to be selected or asked to come. So even if you donate money, doesn't give you the right to be invited. There's only 500 seats, and they just do a bunch of performances and auctions and charitable stuff to raise money for a local museum.
So who gives a fart?
So you're telling me, because we know it's invite only to go, so all the celebrities are waiting on the edge of their seat to see if they're invited by Anna Wintour so they can spend all this money in a full day getting dressed up just to be photographed on the carpet, and they are paying top dollar. They're going to pay you this.
Yep.
I'm out.
It is invite. Well, the reason that I'm out is when you hear, oh, it's a charity event, and then I know we've talked about this in the past, and it's my major gripe with the entire thing, and I forgot who the beneficiary of this giant charitable event is, and it's the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. We have in the world, we're going to raise money for costumes. Look, I fully support the arts. We need the arts. We need them. Right. But we're in an incredibly difficult time right now, and people are suffering and struggling around the globe, and we're going to raise $31 million so far, whatever the total is right now, for the Costume Institute. That rubs me the wrong way, and for that reason, I'm out.
Good
morning, guys. Just wanted to hop on the soul food train, Puerto Rican soul food train. I went to school or college at Dominican out there in San Rafael. Soul food, best food. Oh my gosh, could always count on their beans and rice. But you guys should definitely try the Bistec. I think it's what it's called, the steak sandwich with the grilled onions and their sauce. So good. Oh my God, everyone in the Bay Area needs to try it at least one time, and then you'll be hooked. All right, have a good morning.
I have to go
there.
You
need to go there. I've had that sandwich she's talking about. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I can't remember how it came up, but we're talking about Soul Food in San Rafael. And they have a couple other locations, but SOL, Soul Food.
Oh,
it's amazing Puerto Rican food.
Must go. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you could win a JB Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleep.word. As always, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeart app. Just one rule to this game. It's a family show.
Ugh.
You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Fine.
When I was little, somebody dared me to suck a and I had to do it. I felt super pressured.
Oh my yeah. God.
When somebody that double dog dares you, like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Was traumatizing.
I should have tried that more in college. I
well,
double dog
you
dare you
right?
to do that. And if they can't go back in a double dog dare, then that's a good strategy
nah,
right
it doesn't
there.
Work when you're older.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Dang it. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then get on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app once you've set the JV show as one of your presets.
Duh,
and
Wild
94.9
yes.
as one of your presets, of course. Then leave us a talkback with your name and your city along with that guess. You have to be the first correct guess of the morning to win the JV show Chug Mug.
Mm-hmm. So get those guesses in
yep.
now. We are going to play some of them coming up.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, if you want to play along, you want to get your guess in, you do that on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. When I was little, somebody dared me to suck a and I had to do it. I felt super pressured. I had no choice.
You should probably have reported that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everybody's watching.
Oh, you did in public.
Laughing.
Oh, embarrassing.
I know. All right. Well, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Damien from San Jose. And I think the bleep that word is toe. Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart? No. It's not toe.
Has that ever happened?
No.
Anybody ever?
Has it for you?
On yours?
No.
Never?
No.
All right.
Not really.
Not
you
life.
Guys need to be watching this season of Summer House. A toe part of it is a major storyline in this season.
Really?
What?
Is that cheating? That's kind of that's one of the questions.
Interesting.
Because,
is it cheating? Yeah. It's somebody else's body?
So, like, if you found out your man had, another lady had put his toe in her mouth, would you break up with him?
His toe in her mouth? I thought he would have her toes in his mouth.
Nope.
No, I'm not breaking up with him over that.
If it's her toe, no. If it's, no.
But are you cool with that?
No, I'm not
if
cool with
her
it, but not,
toe,
not breaking
yes,
up.
Yes, breaking up. Don't be sucking anybody else's toes.
Okay, but
so
if he got his toe, you're totally fine with it.
Depends on the situation. Did she, like, forcibly get his toe and, like, start sucking it? Or did, okay, this is.
Whoa. He was a willing participant in Summer House. Anyway, okay.
We'll have to discuss this later. We're going to come back to this. Right now, What the Bleep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eileen from Danville. My guess for the bleeped out word is slug. All right, have a great day. Bye.
A slug.
What? I've heard of people like kissing a banana slug.
Ugh.
But you're not like.
No, thanks.
You're not like putting it in. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is me, Julia, from Fairfield, and I think the bleep that word is suck a booger. Bye, have a good day.
Don't tell me that's what the kids are doing these days.
It's a booger.
A booger.
Yuck.
No thanks.
No. All right, continue to get those guesses in on the talk back. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you can do that successfully, then you win today's JV Show Chug Mug. If you miss our clip of the day, here it is one last time. When I was little, somebody dared me to suck a and I had to do it. I felt super pressured. I feel like we've all done it too.
Oh,
even you,
don't
Graham.
Don't speak for me.
Not
even
me.
You, Graham. I feel like you have.
Yuck. Never. It's gross.
Let's go to your guesses on the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. I think the missing word is pepper. Yeah, I think the missing word is pepper. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
It's a great guess.
Pretty popular guess this morning. A lot of people guessing different types of peppers, jalapenos, and stuff like that. But not that. You ever done that?
No.
No.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eva from Stockton, and I think the word is helium.
You ever suck down some helium,
Selena?
We've
all done that, right?
I want to tell you, I've never done that.
What? You've never done that just to make your voice funny?
I've just never done it.
What?
I don't know what's one of those things I've just never done. I'm going to add that to my bucket list.
Yeah,
add
it.
Pull some helium and make my voice sound weird. I've just never, I don't know. I've never had the desire to just suck on a balloon.
Wow.
But
well,
okay, I'm adding to the list.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Zachary from Tucson, Arizona. I think the leaked out word is crawfish head.
Seen people do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a thing. It's gross. Also, a JV show I just checked.
Yep.
Number one in Tucson, Arizona.
Yay!
So appreciate you, Zachary.
Thank
appreciate you.
So much.
You for, thank you for listening. But no, I won't be sucking on a crawfish.
No. Ooh.
This is Joey from San Jose. My guess for the bleeped out word is lemon.
Lemon.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped. When I was little, somebody dared me to suck a lemon, and I had to do it. I felt super pressured. Everybody's done that, right?
Right.
It's not that bad.
I love lemon and lime.
No, me too. But when you're like a little kid, it's like the sourest thing ever.
Is it our taste buds that have gotten more accustomed to sour citrus things like that? Or has citrus gotten weaker? I'm in the camp that I think they've, over time, the citrus is weaker. Grapefruits, when I was a kid, were the most sour things you ever tasted. They were horrible. Grapefruits now are like sweet and tasty. You're like,
really?
Oh,
no,
oh,
kids just
things.
Can't. Everything is sour to kids. Everything is spicy and everything's sour.
Mm. I think they've gotten better.
I think our palates change.
I think they've gotten better at engineering different crops, fruits, and vegetables to taste better.
Conspiracy theory.
I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I think we've like bred. We know like there's new breeds of apples. Somebody invented the Honeycrisp apple a few years back, and it's like the best apple ever. I think they've done the same thing with different citrus. I don't think it's as harsh as it used to be. That's a theory. Just a theory. All right, let's give some shout outs. First and foremost, to Joey in San Jose. What's up, Joey?
What's up, Joey?
Brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. I handed out a lot of Chug Mugs yesterday. You guys should have come to see me in Daly City yesterday. A lot of Chug Mugs handed out. A lot of Chug Mugs. Here's some people that were close to getting a Chug Mug today. They had the correct answer, but not quite fast enough. Our buddy Josh in Gilroy headed. So did Ricky in San Jose. A Christian in Oakland. Mocha in Sunnyvale. What's up, Mocha? What's up? Yadalina in Palo Alto. David in Richmond. Billy in the city. What's up, Billy? What's up? Julio in Pinole. Jairo in San Jose headed. So did Linda in Brentwood. Amanda in San Mateo.
San Mateo.
She had it as well. But again, all those people had the right answer, but they just weren't fast enough.
Dang it. Well, you know what? You had another chance to win tomorrow morning on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. How you doing this morning?
Awesome. Driving to school with my girls.
Nice. What are their names?
Aaliyah and Ariani.
Hi, Aaliyah and Ariani. So let's see if mom can get it done. You're going to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. It's our trivia game. Just got to get 3 out of 4 questions right, and
you win tickets for the Jonas Brothers.
All right, you got this. Let's kick it off here with question number one. In what city was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air born and raised?
Brooklyn.
Excuse me, what now?
Oh, God.
A what now?
Is that your final answer?
Nope.
She say Brooklyn?
Was it Brooklyn? Yeah.
West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Oh, my God.
We would have accepted Philadelphia or West Philadelphia.
You want to be specific.
There. Brooklyn, not where he's from. All right, question number two. What prevents the Earth's atmosphere from just drifting off into outer space?
Gravity.
Yep. Yep.
Good answer.
All right, question number three. What word is used in Hawaii as both a greeting and a farewell?
Oh, come on.
What word comes to mind?
Yeah,
how many Hawaiian greetings do you know?
For reading in Hawaii. And goodbye.
How would they greet you?
Yeah.
Just going to shout it out here. We're running out of time.
Hurry.
Aloha?
Yep.
Yes. I was getting so nervous for you. Oh, my God.
Holy easy answer.
Oh, my God.
All right, question number four. Hey, you guys need this one to win the game. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? It's also one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What was it? It wasn't one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
he
that painted the Sistine Chapel, but he's named at one of the Ninja Turtles is named after
got
the guy
it,
that
it.
Painted the Sistine Chapel.
Do you know his name?
It's the Sistine Chapel. Hold on.
Don't be typing this in to Google.
You're googling, aren't you?
It sounds
like,
suspect.
Hold on, let me type it into Google.
Do you guys?
She was googling.
Definitely.
Yeah, busted.
Michael Angelo. My sister told me this.
What was it?
Michael Angelo?
Yep.
As she reads it off her daughter's phone.
I don't.
We're going to give it to you, but we ask everybody to not cheat, please, just to keep
they'll
the game
smell
fun.
Test
no, I know. It ain't passing the smell test. Jasmine, just be honest with us here. Just, we're friends. Just be honest. But did somebody else in the car maybe Google look it up?
No, the girls are in the back.
Okay.
I have my phone up in the front.
All right. We're going to trust you on this one.
She's driving, you guys. She's a responsible driver, okay?
Well, then you won.
Sure. You just won a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers live at Chase Center September 25th.
Congratulations. Hang on there. I'm going to discuss this alleged cheating with my co-host. Just hang on. I still think that she was cheating because she didn't pronounce Michelangelo right the first time.
We don't pronounce half the things right on here as
That's
well.
A great point. That's a great point, but...
Aloha. It's tough for me to get as excited on that one because I just didn't pass the smell test for me, but that's all right. Moving on.
Yeah, we do ask everyone not to cheat just to keep it, you know.
Yeah, just
to keep it fun.
In the spirit of the game.
Yeah, but
it's okay to lose.
Yeah, we are going to give her the tickets though. Grammy, we have some shout outs.
We do. A lot of DMs here. I got one that says, hey, Graham, can't believe it's been a year already. I hope my daughter Eleanor gets a birthday shout out again this year. She's turning 10 today. Thanks. Woo! That's from Mom Maria. So happy, happy birthday, Eleanor. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Good point. Another one here. Hey, Graham, could you please wish Cody a happy 7th birthday today? We love you so much and your big personality. That's from Mom, Dad, Lila, Rodney, and of course, Ralphie and Pedro. So happy birthday, Cody.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a
great
point.
Another one here. Hey there, Mom in your DMs. This time for my favorite middle child, Noah. We want to wish our fun, smart, athletic, and oh-so-silly Transformers-loving guy a happy 5th birthday. We hope you have the best day and year ahead. And that is from Mom, Dad, Ellie, and Dominic. So happy birthday, Noah.
Who gives a fart?
Ha! Mama T sliding in your DMs. So good to meet you and Chidi at Patelco on Cinco de Mayo yesterday. Thank you. Yes, was a thank you to everybody that came to the new Patelco branch in Daly City and said hi to me and Chidi yesterday. A lot of people walked away with new JV Show Chug Mugs. You should have been there.
Nice.
It was awesome. Shout out to my littles. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. Amaya, who's 6 years old, and Caesar, who's 10. And for a few weeks, we're giving Homie a ride to school, who just had a baby brother, Juan. I don't know who Homie is, but shout out to you guys. Thank you guys for listening to the show. It was great meeting you yesterday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, just a husband sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. I want to wish my wife, Raina, a happy birthday. Thank you for always being so loving, supportive, and caring. You're my best friend. And I just checked. You're number one in my heart. Your loving husband, Peter. So happy, happy birthday, Raina.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Can you please give my Papacito Damien a belated happy 9th birthday shout out. His birthday was on Saturday. He didn't have school yesterday, so we weren't in the car. Let him know that me and Diana love him so much. I hope he had a good time on Saturday at the Great Wolf Lodge. Of course he did.
Ooh,
it's the Great Wolf Lodge.
Nice.
And I hope he wins a chug mug one day for his sister. Thank you so much. And that's from Mom. So happy belated birthday, Damien.
Who gives a fart?
One last one here. Hey guys, would you be able to give a shout out to all the amazing nurses out there? Because today is National Nurses Day.
Woo!
Thank you. And that's from Angela. Yeah, shout out to all the amazing nurses here in the Bay Area. I know I've got quite a few close friends that are nurses. So shout out to you guys and all the great work that you guys do. We appreciate you.
Who gives a fart?
But then there's that.
Great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
There is so much that we have to discuss from the Met Gala. I'm sure everybody knows by now, but Rihanna debuted a baby bump at the Met yesterday. Go Mets!
Yeah,
so
go Mets!
This would be Rihanna's third baby. I know you're thinking, who gives a fart? And normally that would be me, but I slightly give one just because I feel like it's a little impressive how back to back to back she's having these babies. You know, her first one is born 2022. had her second one 2023, and now this third one could be here this year.
That is.
She's just popping him out.
Yeah.
So no music for us, basically.
Yeah, and so we're not getting an album like everybody wants.
I don't think that was going to happen regardless, right?
I had hope.
I did too.
We had all hope. We've been hoping for years, right?
Yeah. We also got to talk about Doechii because she had a diva moment before the Met Gala. When she was leaving her hotel, she didn't want anyone to see her outfit, you know, before she debuted it on the carpet. And she was yelling at her team, yelling at everyone to cover her up with umbrellas.
Yes, I'm ready. Give me another. No, stop. Give me another umbrella. Now. Another one. Right there. And another. Whoa. Another. Need one. Another one.
Another umbrella. Two umbrellas. Two more umbrellas.
All right, make a path, everyone.
Move.
Like, they're so
make
rude.
Make a path, everyone, and we need two more umbrellas.
Add another one.
We are human beings, right? Yeah. What are we doing treating each other like? Get out of her way. Oh, you know who's coming through here? A woman that's surrounded by 13 umbrellas. Get out of the way. What are you thinking, you peasant?
That's what people were saying. Like, even if you're stressed, like, it doesn't give you the right to speak to your team like that.
No. And nor any of the then security that's telling other people that are near there to get out of the way. Because it's like, just be kind to people. Treat other people with respect.
Thank you. Before people found out that this was Doechii, because obviously she's like all covered up. And before anybody heard of this, people thought it was Chapel Roan because, you know,
it tracks.
Gives Chapel Roan vibes.
It does.
Yeah.
But two more umbrellas. That makes you feel so bad for Chapel. I know. We automatically assume.
Was it raining there or the umbrellas just to make a screen?
Just to make a screen to cover her up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's not like anybody really cares. Like, no. Like, who cares?
No, it's not that serious.
I don't know.
If, the Met Gala, it's really not that serious.
North posted Kim's outfit before she arrived on the carpet.
Can we talk about Kim's outfit? I didn't like it.
It was like... Where's Carmen Sandiego a little bit?
It was giving like Freddy Krueger vibes.
Can you post that JV Morning Show?
Yes, I think it's up.
Enough about the Mets for now. Go Mets! We have to talk about the Diddy trial. Jury selection kicked off yesterday. On the questionnaire that potential jurors had to fill out, it says there are no plans to sequester the jury, which means you'll go home every day after court. They are, though, instructed to avoid all media coverage and to not go on the internet or social media with regard to this case for any purpose. They're also forbidden from discussing the case of family, friends, coworkers, and literally anybody else until the trial is done.
Everybody does that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it'd be weird to have them hold up in a hotel for however long the trial goes for, but they can't be trusted to, like, not talk about the case or to not go online.
Yeah. That's your duty. That's your civic duty if you're serving on a jury, because you could be then going home and researching things and getting, and we know when you research stuff online, you could be getting the wrong information, as we are often seeing, and stuff that may or most of it's probably not admissible in court. So you're skewing your viewpoint. If you want to truly be an unbiased juror, you need to follow those rules. I'm surprised.
But could you?
It's incredibly hard to go home if you're married or something and not tell your person about what happened that day in court, particularly on a high profile case, which is why I'm surprised that they aren't sequestering the jury here.
Yeah.
But again, if you are saying that, people are going to try even harder to get out of jury duty, because can you imagine being sequestered as a jury? You don't get to go home each day. You have to go back to a hotel room that does not have a TV, that does not have, you know, you're not going to have access to stuff. It's and a trial that could take a very, you know, these high profile cases can take a very long time. But that's what they do for in other high profile cases. It happens.
Yeah. This one's supposed to last, I want to say, 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh.
See, but that's not horrible. I mean, if I'm remembering correctly, probably because my grandparents were telling me about, because I was just a baby, the OJ trial, they were sequestered that entire time. And that trial lasted forever.
Whoa. 9 months.
That's like being in jail for 9 months.
Yeah. That's like, I could have had a baby that whole time.
Right. And you know, when you're a juror, you're making that big $5 a day.
Yeah.
You're just getting paid to stacking up that money. True.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's talk Mother's Day.
Okay. Yep. Here is the number one thing that mothers want for Mother's
Day. Before you say what it is.
I already know what it is.
It's not a spatula, Grandma.
That's what you're gonna give your mom?
So I'm giving my mom.
Oh. Ew. Okay.
Nice massage. I'm going to light some candles.
That's gross. Oil. Very awkward.
Oil up my hands.
Very.
And then just really work that
just
deep,
rub your mom
that
down.
Deep tissue around her boil.
Ew! So gross. Don't forget the bunions.
Yeah, the bunions. I'm gonna get in there and just work on those bunions. Oh, yeah. And then a nice bubble bath after that,
of course. You guys, in together? All seriousness, have something that you're getting mom already? Or wife in your case, Graham.
Not yet.
Yeah, me either. Okay, so what?
Okay, whoa, so what I thought the judgment want? Was going to be on me because I don't have, yeah, I've gotten nothing. Zip, zilch, nothing so far. But you ladies, seriously?
I'm like you, Graham. I like to wait till the day before.
Okay.
Or 2 days before, so if it's something on Amazon, it'll at least get here.
Generally, what are the things? Because, again, you guys rip on my gifts. What are the things that you typically kind of get for your mom, or what'd you get her last year for Mother's Day, for example?
I think I usually just do flowers, and then we got to like lunch or something.
That's, I do flowers, and then
that's
I do
lazy.
I do something
she doesn't
for
like gifts.
Her.
Sure she doesn't.
She doesn't.
Yeah, she hates getting cool stuff.
Right.
Yeah, what mom? Yeah, totally.
I think my mom actually, she appreciates the time spent more than the gifts. Like setting her a gift, it would be lazier.
Well, she would appreciate
her.
Both.
Maybe.
I think right? She'd like both, maybe. But yeah.
Yeah, usually I do flowers, and then I'll do something like either jewelry related or like clothes.
Stuff.
I don't know.
Did you just pronounce the TH in clothes?
Clothes.
But apparently, we don't have to do any of that because okay. The number one thing that moms want for Mother's Day, according to a survey, it's sleep.
Yeah,
that is what they want.
I'm going to give my mom the gift of that. It's going to be a gift certificate for 2 hours of extra sleep. And I'm going to put it in a nice card and I'll mail it to her.
Here you go, mom.
Use this whenever you want. It's on me.
So 60% said they would happily trade gifts for a chance to just sleep. Now, this makes me sad, though, because that means that moms are just like super, super tired,
tired.
To the point where they don't even want anything materialistic. They just want some rest. Like, leave me alone.
They just want some peace and quiet and an uninterrupted nap without the fear of anybody barging into the room and telling them that their brother just punched them or whatever.
Right.
Just, just some nice uninterrupted nap time.
If we could just have one morning where there's not an alarm waking us up for work or kids waking us up because they're like the alarm on the weekends. Just one morning. Just one.
Wow. Okay, well, you want us to send you away to a hotel for the night so you can sleep all by your lonesome?
Oh, that'd be nice with room service and
ooh, but you're by yourself
downstairs. Yeah, I'd rather do it with my man. I want him there.
Mm.
Or just leave. Why don't you get up early in the morning and go away? Take the kids with you.
No, I'm busy that day.
Yeah. Graham, would you be willing to give your wife like a day like that where she does stay at home but you take care of everything that there is to take care of around the house and with the kids?
I try my best to get the kids out of the house when I can. If Kate's like, I want to be able to do this and I want to go for a jog and I want to go for it. Do your thing. You want to go out for girls' night? Go for it. I got this. Dude. And she'll be like, well, what are you going to have for dinner? Don't worry about it. We are fine. You don't need
Well, that's a mom's job. She's going to worry about it.
I get that, but I've tried to convey to her
and
over all the years that we've been married and all the years that we have kids, we'll be just fine. You know, like, don't worry. Go do your thing. Kate will be like, is it okay if I go out? Why do you? You don't need my permission. Go do whatever the thing is you want. We will be fine.
We just want to make sure that the dads can handle
it. We can. I mean, we're not. It's not as handled as, you know, when there are two parents there handling everything.
Right.
But we still handle it. The kids still will.
They're alive. It's handled.
Their teeth will be brushed. They will make it to bed eventually.
Yeah,
it happens.
Survive.
We'll get it done.
I mean,
go
it's
have
just
fun.
One day, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mother's Day is days away, mm-hmm. So get on it, people.
Get it together.
Mm-hmm. Graham?
Speaking of Mother's Day, apparently, now listen up, moms, and Jess, to you who is planning on not having kids.
Right.
They are saying that women need to be having more children.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have heard about the fertility rate, particularly in developed countries in the United States. We're not having enough children anymore. And the previous studies had estimated that each woman needed to have 2.1 kids.
2.1?
How do you have 2.1?
Right.
You just slice them into tenths, of course, and you just keep the 0.1. That's just obviously the average, and that was sort of the, like, replacement. That was the levels to keep the population stable. Well, we're at like a 1.6 right now in the United States. And now studies are saying, well, that 2.1 number, that really doesn't factor in enough stuff. And the fertility rate really needs to be 2.7 children per U.S. woman.
Uh-oh. So if we go extinct, it's Jess's fault.
It is Jess's fault.
No, 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 no. But you know what? I just sent my boyfriend a video yesterday that I saw on TikTok, because how can people even afford to have children nowadays? And you guys that have already had kids, I need you guys to confirm if this is true, but a woman was saying that her total bill for just giving birth was around $44,000. Like, that's including room and board, including like everything that she had at the hospital, and she didn't even have a complicated birth. Is this actually what?
Yeah, we shared Selena's bill that one time.
Wait,
one of your
really?
Kids, right? It was up there.
Yeah, my C-section, it was over $70,000.
Are you serious?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. How are you supposed to pay that?
Insurance.
Yeah.
But they don't cover everything,
they don't
right?
cover everything. You're still left paying a few thousands. Yes.
A few thousands, but that's a lot better than 70.
Yes.
But still, I was shocked. I was like, there's no way that people are having like multiple kids.
They are.
And are able to,
but it's not just
this.
Yeah, and it's not just you. Just I saw a report last week that more and more couples are opting to not have kids. They want to live child-free lives because, well, one, they want all the snacks and stuff for themselves,
right.
And they want to sleep in on
it's
the weekends.
Nice.
But also because it is so dang expensive.
Yeah, well, that's not doing thing, not helping our population. Everyone needs to have 2.7 kids.
Or somebody could have 4 kids, and then that makes up for my 2 that I'm not having.
Some people do, but not enough people do. Because
fine.
We're at a 1.66 fertility rate. No, you've done your part.
I would love another vacation.
No, you're over your 2.7. You're at 3.
Yeah,
so you've done your duty. But Jess, I'm sorry. You have to have 2.7.
Oh, I'm out. Not in this economy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Earlier this morning, we gave out tickets to the Jonas Brothers.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marissa from San Jose. I just want to say that yesterday and today, I was caller 19, and I am praying that tomorrow I will be caller 20, because I am really, really, really trying to win these Jonas Brothers tickets. So whoever beat me to it, I hate you. Just kidding. Good luck. I hope you guys win, and I hope you have a great time at the Jonas Brothers concert. Bye, guys. Love you.
Thank you. Yeah, Jasmine did win the tickets, but you have another chance to win tomorrow morning, 7:30.
Yep.
On the JV Show, and then we'll do that all this week. Talk back for you, Graham.
Good morning, guys. Graham, can we please know what brand spatula that you got Kate? We keep hearing about it, and, like, I want a good-ass spatula. Like, I want to be able to flip a pancake on Sunday morning and be like, damn, this spatula is the best spatula I've ever owned.
Yeah, I mean, little Mother's Day gift alert reminder. A spatula makes a great Mother's Day gift. You're not going to comment on that at all?
You already know my thoughts. It's very sexist.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what brand spatula it is, but you want to just get a nice fish spatula.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Those are the key.
A fish spatula?
Yes. Those ones are really good.
How do I not know what this is?
Wait, that's not the brand, that's like the type?
That's the style spatula, and they're really good because they have a nice like sharp edge at the front, and they're great for getting under and flipping stuff. You step up your spatula game,
yeah,
get a nice fish spatula.
All right, write that down, Jess. I need a fish spatula for Mother's Day. Thank you, Graham.
Maybe, you know what, Miss Lena, maybe I'll get you one for Mother's Day.
Graham, I would do that for
feeling
me?
Generous.
Thank
would you ever
so
use,
much.
Would you ever use it, though? I mean, how often do you use a spatula?
Pretty often.
Really?
Yeah, and I actually just threw one of mine away yesterday, so I actually am in the market for a new spatula.
But are you just flipping over Dino Nuggets on a paper towel in the microwave,
no,
or are you actually cooking with
those.
It?
No, I air fry those. I'm not a...
Okay.
You know.
Psychopath.
Yeah. Graham. Before we get to a bit of a challenge that Graham wants us to do, go to JV Morning Show. Look at this video I came across yesterday of a robot just completely losing it on a human. This is at some factory in China. They're doing some type of testing. And at first I was like, is this planned? Maybe they wanted the robot to do this. But the guy in the video looks genuinely scared as the robot is trying to attack him. And everyone's saying, like, this is what a robot uprising would look like when they do take over the world and destroy all humans. It might be something like this.
I mean...
It's scary.
I know.
when we empower more things with AI, that means it's thinking for itself, right?
Yes. At least
it's supposed to be.
Yep.
And every now and again, they're going to get mad that you touch their servos in a weird way. They're going to be like, don't touch me, no touchy. And they're going to smack you right across your face.
Yeah.
I mean,
this robot had its arms flailing and it's towering over these men in the video. The thing's huge.
They're lucky it's on some sort of little mini crane hook thing or something. Otherwise, this thing would have gone right at him. It still got kind of close to him.
Yeah, it did.
And we don't stand a chance because they don't feel pain. So if I hit them, like, it's not going to do anything.
You're just going to break your bones.
Right.
I would just crumble.
I got to rewatch Terminator 2 to figure out what we're supposed to do. I forget.
Right.
If you want to see that video, JV Morning Show, it's on our Insta story. All right, Graham.
All right, new challenge alert, you guys. New challenge alert. A woman posted online that apparently if you can do this, your biological age is under 30. Now, what is this? Glad you asked. I'm going to tell you. It is a kneeling jump squat. So in this next commercial break, Selena, you are going to try it. Jess, you are going to try it. And I'm going to try it. And here's what it entails. You are kneeling. So your knees are on the ground. Your feet are back behind you. Okay. Now you need to jump off. You jump from this position to a very
Jumping from my knees.
Yes.
Okay.
You're jumping from this position to a very low standing squat.
That
so you're squatted all the way down. It is. I've watched the video of a lot of people doing it, and they're saying if you're fit and healthy and biologically under the age of 30, you should be able to do this.
Which you guys are because you're 26 and a half. Right.
This is right in our wheel. I'm 27 and a half.
You can be under 26, but your biological age could be much
could be older,
older
and you're not,
if you're unhealthy.
Right. And you're not able.
And I know mine. And it's not under 30.
What is it?
I don't remember, but it was really old.
Your biological age is much older than your 26 and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So we are each going to attempt this, and we will post our attempts.
Oh, no.
I watched some videos of it yesterday. It's clearly possible. It doesn't, I mean, in my mind, it doesn't look that hard, but I haven't tried it. I don't know.
Okay, Graham, but the people in the video were probably wearing workout gear. I don't think I could do that in these jeans that I'm wearing right now. They're very tight.
Excuses? Don't care.
You still got to try.
We're
going to
try it. Jess will be splitting her pants. Next on the JV show. I mean, my biggest problem is I feel like I need to take my shoes off or something.
Yeah,
my big floppy feet are going to get stuck under me and I'm going to take a face plant.
Okay, so we're going to try this during this commercial break and then we're going to come back and we'll let you know.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so we here on the JV show, we just did the kneeling to squat.
It's the kneeling jump squat challenge. It's gone viral on TikTok because one person posted this and they claimed that you are fit, healthy, and biologically under the age of 30 if you're able to perform this. And what it is you're on your knees and your feet back behind you, and you need to go from that position, jump up, and land into a very low squat on the soles of your feet. It's kind of an awkward jump move, but that's the test, apparently.
And I would like to point out that someone can be under 30, like maybe 26 and a half, but still have a biological age that's 50 just because you're unhealthy.
Right. Are you saying, speaking from personal
It might be me.
Experience?
It might be.
So I thought it'd be a great idea for us to try that during that last commercial break and see how it went.
So the video...
It's up.
Is that JV Morning Show?
Can't wait to go watch it.
On our Instagram. Graham, you made it look really easy. You got it done. We all did it just one try
I'm
each.
Only 27 and a half.
Right,
no problem.
Right. You made it look really easy. Jess...
I'm watching the video now.
You did good.
Right.
Oh, how could you not be able to do this?
It's really hard.
And then, so I was able to do it, and Selena went second.
Right.
And her attempt, you need to go watch this video again, JV Morning Show on Instagram. You need to go watch it because her attempt.
I almost lost my life, you guys.
Not quite as successful.
I almost fell face first. I caught myself, but ended up running into a wall. It was like one of those things where like you can't stop running, so you keep running, but just faster. That's what happened to me.
Your body just goes forward.
If that wall was 2 feet closer, you would have broken your nose. You would have gone straight face.
I know, but I just bought it. I just bought this nose.
I know. You would have had to get a new one. Jess also able to complete the kneel to squat jump challenge. So, nicely done.
Selena, do you think you will eventually be able to do it?
I'm actually now, just because I don't like this feeling of being the only one on the show that couldn't get it done. I'm going to train really hard, you guys. I'm going to be able to do it.
Wow. So this is a challenge.
And I'll come back and I'll let you know when. I'm a little busy this week, but I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to come back and be able to do it.
She's going to be back better than ever. All right, so if you are listening this morning, when you get out of the car, you get at work, whatever.
Please send us your videos if you're trying this. It's not as easy as it sounds, okay?
Everyone try this, yes, and then tag JV Morning Show on Instagram, and we want to see your attempts.
Thank you.
Selena Sun's the best.
Yeah, please go check out Selena's
Oh, my God.
Best.
It was so good.
What do you guys think about this company that is supposedly using T-Rex DNA, lab-grown T-Rex DNA, to make handbags?
What?
Like, instead of, like, leather made of, like, cow, or, you know, you have bags made of, like, alligator or whatever it is, it's going to be, like, T-Rex leather.
What in the Jurassic Park is this? Is that real?
I'm confused.
Since when have we been able to regrow any part of a T-Rex, let alone the hide of or whatever you want to call it?
This is some company called the Organoid Company. They're working with a sustainable biotechnology pioneer, lab-grown leather limited company, I guess. I don't know. A lot of scientists are slamming them like, look, this is not possible to do. You're misleading the public. But they're like, yeah, it's not actually T-Rex DNA because, hello, we don't have that.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, where's the T-Rex DNA? Where are we getting it from? Is it that one mosquito that they used in Jurassic Park that was encased in the amber? Are we still getting some T-Rex DNA out of that thing?
I don't think so. It says here the oldest preserved DNA on record is about 2 million years old. T-Rexes went extinct 66 million years old. So, like, it's not even possible to have actual T-Rex DNA. But they're growing some in a lab, or I guess what they think it would look like. Uh-huh. And they're going to take that and they're going to create a whole line of luxury handbags.
As long as people know this is, like, a replica of one person's interpretation of what it might be. What a T-Rex might feel like, because this ain't it.
They're
going to
be
real.
Using lab-grown, fossilized T-Rex collagen. That's what it is. And then they're going to use that to, like, structure what it would feel like.
Okay. I mean, I guess this is better than using, like, animal products for it.
Oh, why? Because T-Rex don't have feelings?
Well, if it's grown in a lab, if it's grown in a lab, that's totally fine with me. I agree. Anything to be not using actual hides and skins and stuff for your luxury goods, and if they can grow it in a lab and it feels just the same or whatever, sure.
But here's the thing, it's like nobody knows what it feels like because we've never seen or touched a T-Rex.
But what if they could, but for example, what if they could grow alligator, you know, what if they could grow alligator skin in a lab and it was the exact same, it looked the exact same? Like, do that.
I like that, yeah.
Shouldn't we be doing that? I'm sure that's probably a possibility, but let's do that. Make your bags out of that. Make your boots out of that.
Same thing how they've been doing, like, the fake fur and all that. I recently saw that, like, the real stuff is coming back, though.
No.
Like, people are, like, caring less about getting the fake stuff, and, like, real furs are back in.
Right, but don't you think at some point soon they could take DNA from a mink and then lab grow? You know, I don't know the technologies there yet, but we're probably not that far off as we're getting close to bringing back extinct animals, and then grow some mink fur in a lab and then make your mink coats out of that.
Yeah. I think
don't kill an actual mink.
Right. We talked about the robot. Like, if we can make a robot that's attacking humans, which is a bad idea, but it's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, we can make a mink coat. Make a mink coat. That's really hard to say.
Make a faux mink coat that's made from real mink but grown in a lab. Yeah.
It's a thing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, this is screaming Liz Frank injury, and that is where you fall the wrong way on your foot, you know, the top part. And I had that injury, and I broke 14 bones. And I'm going to pass on your challenge, but I can't wait to watch the videos of you guys doing it and attempting it. I mean, I'm only 27. I could obviously definitely pass it, but I'm just not going to try for safety reasons.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think
that
about that.
Yeah,
you don't get that probably almost happened to me. That could have happened to me.
Liz Lemon injury or whatever she said. But I'm watching the video now of Selena attempting it. So it's the kneel to jump squat challenge or whatever. Selena's is the funniest. I can't stop watching it.
I almost lost my life this morning. Oh, my God. JV Morning Show, if you want to go, check it out.
So good.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
While you're there on our Instagram, go check out our Instagram story and check out Sydney Sweeney from last night's Met Gala, because we're about to talk about a couple celebrities who missed the mark when it came to yesterday's theme, and she is one of them.
Uh-oh.
So the theme for the Met Gala, go Mets!
Go Mets.
Was super fine tailoring black style. So she shows up and she's wearing a beautiful gown. It's all black and sparkly right. and stuff. Apparently her inspiration for her look was Kim Novak. She is starring, well, Sydney is starring in a new movie called Scandalous, where she is portraying Kim Novak. And a lot of people are like, how do you show up to the Met yesterday and your inspiration is a white woman? Maybe you missed the mark just a little bit.
Oops.
I do want to say, is it possible that maybe the theme was just interpreted different ways? Like, she is wearing a black gown. Maybe there are some designers or some people who thought that right. meant, like literal, like, black clothing, black dress. Is that possible?
I don't know, like...
I mean, that's what I thought when I first heard you say it earlier this morning, so maybe... Right. But I'm also not a fashion designer, right. and it's sort of a... I think you put a lot of time, effort, and thought into whatever you're dressing your client in, right?
Yeah.
For the big event.
Or Cindy just didn't care. She took this as an opportunity to promote her upcoming movie that she's doing.
I think... I'm assuming that the designers get some sort of breakdown, you know, when you're invited, of the dress code, because I'm sure that Anna Wintour is like... This is what I want you guys in. Follow this theme.
Well, they just tell them the theme, and after that, it's up for interpretation. That's why a lot of times some celebrities are just
they
like all over the place, and everyone's like, I don't think you really understood the assignment, and that's what's happening right. with Sydney. The other person that people didn't really like what she wore last night, Lisa from Blackpink. The outfit looked good. If you want to check her out, she's on our story as well. But if mm-hmm. you look closely at like the underwear bottoms that she's got on,
okay.
it has Rosa Parks embroidered all over it. And people think that was just a little disrespectful to have her face
Rosa Parks
on your crotch.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like it's up top too. So it's like the whole outfit
the whole thing.
has like her.
Or whatever on. That, it must still. Be some under thing. Yeah, I see the other faces in there.
Well, people
look
not
real
too,
close.
They're not too happy about that. But you can go check out those photos and more looks from yesterday. JV Morning Show on our Insta story.
Everything from the Met Gala.
Everything from the Met. Mm-hmm. All right, Graham.
All right, well, we can't say we didn't warn you, but the real ID deadline is finally upon us. The new rules officially go into effect tomorrow, and I don't envy being a TSA agent at an airport tomorrow because despite all the warnings, there's going to be a lot of confusion at airports nationwide. That is, of course, because to fly, even domestically, you want to take a flight from here to Vegas or whatever, here to LA, it doesn't matter. Yep. You must have gotten your real ID. The only other way to get on that flight is to use your passport. Now, if you're like me and you've not yet gotten your real ID and you've just recently seen your passport expire, the United States State Department would like to remind you that they have streamlined a lot of their processes surrounding passports, and you can likely just renew yours from home and do it online. So that is definitely worth looking into. They say in some instances you might get your passport faster than your real ID, depending on what state you live in, of course. But
interesting.
If you need to just renew your passport, and again, you're going to need that or the real ID to be able to board a flight starting tomorrow, everybody.
Sucks.
This is a big deal. My wife keeps telling me, we have to go somewhere on vacation. All our kids know is building a house for the last however many years, and they've never taken a trip, and they've never been on a plane, and blah, blah, blah. I think my son was on a plane once. But we've never gone on a family vacation, and this is the year. And I said, hey, do you realize I don't have my real ID, and both yours and my passports just expired? So that was the topic of conversation yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Make that happen so we can book right. a trip.
When are you going to go take care of that, Graham?
I don't know. I'm busy all those days.
I know, me
wow,
too. I cannot bring myself to go do it. I just
can't.
Of
carving out an entire afternoon to go to the DMV. But if I can do my passport and renew that online, that's the route I'm going.
Then you won't even bother with the real ID, like, ever?
I'll get it at some point, but not now when there's a massive rush of people all trying to get
yeah.
it all
it's
at once.
It's not that bad. I waited like an hour, I guess.
Oh, my God. See, I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time
I'm
for
not
that.
Doing that. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ellie from Fremont. I just wanted to chime in this real ID. I hate going to the DMV. It's like I despise it. I hate it because they're the rudest people, like, on the planet. But I had to go and get my real ID. All I did was make an appointment, and they do send you the link now that tells you how far you are out in the line, and then that's when you can just go. Have a good day.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it's not as bad. And the last couple of times that I went, I've actually had to go a few times recently. The people there were actually really nice and happy and smiley. They weren't as rude.
That's good. Maybe they're rebranding.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are. And if you do decide to sit there, a lot of times on the TV, they have like trivia. So you can like play along to their DMV trivia.
Something to keep you entertained. Again, we were talking about that because the real ID deadline, May 7th, that's tomorrow. So you're going to need your real ID or a passport if you're thinking about flying anywhere.
All right. So do you guys have any plans to even watch Blake Lively's new movie, Another Simple Favor?
I wanted to, but I don't think I will. I can't get over her and everything.
Everything with Justin Baldoni and the lawsuits and stuff. Well, I ended up watching it this past weekend just because I watched the first one, A Simple Favor, and I really liked that film. The thing people are saying about the second one, and I noticed it in the first one too, and the entire time I'm watching the new one, my husband is making little comments. The script is kind of corny.
Some of
the things they say, it's a little corny, I will admit. But if you can get past that, it's not a bad movie. But here's why people are dragging this second one. And we've actually seen a lot of this in recent films, TV shows. White Lotus more recently had an incest storyline. Same thing in this one.
Oh.
Yikes.
How do we feel about that?
I don't like it. Not here for it.
But what's weird about this one, Another Simple Favor with Blake Lively, is that it's her and herself because she's a triplet. And
that's even weirder.
I know, it's so weird.
Was this her idea?
It was so weird.
This is very weird. Is that the simple favor? Hey, I just need a simple favor over here. I know you're my sister and everything.
Wait.
Could you get the other sister too?
Right.
Thank you.
She plays a triplet?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
You just have to watch it. It was weird to see, you know, when it got to those scenes, and I'm like nudging my man who's next to me. He's not really paying attention, but I'm like, oh my God, are you like seeing this? Just, it's like her and herself. Like, this is so weird. It's so weird to watch. And people do think that like maybe this is Ryan Reynolds doing behind the scenes because this is the type of stuff that he thinks is funny.
Right.
You know, so maybe like they reworked the script to get some of this in there.
Is it a comedy?
No.
Oh.
But it's stuff that they would find humor in, so I don't know. We don't know for sure if Ryan played a role, if any. But there's that.
I'm out.
There's also one thing that I didn't even notice when watching the movie, but you know how when they cut to different scenes and they go back, it's always interesting to see when like hair is laid the wrong way or things are different. There's one scene where Blake and her sister, herself, They're standing close by, and you see one Blake with like a certain earring in her ear, and then it cuts to other Blake, and then it goes back, and then she's wearing a completely different earring.
Oh.
The other one had on a ring that was missing in the next scene.
So oh, a lot of editing.
Little inconsistencies details, like that. Yeah.
What? There's no excuse for this. The amount of money they spend making these movies. Who's the continuity editor or whatever that job title is? You have one job. You have to sit there and watch each scene and see and make sure that you've edited it together properly or shot
or
this.
Or even when you're filming it, why don't you have the same jewelry on filming these scenes that you had the first time you were filming the scenes?
I mean, speaking of Blake Lively, I don't know if you remember my review of It Ends With Us. That's the one.
Yeah.
That movie is just filled with instances
That's
like
right.
that. There's one scene where she's wearing the gloves, then they're off, then her gloves are back on, then one glove's on, then not. She's got one AirPod in, the next thing she's got two, then the next thing she's got none, and then back to the AirPods being in. Like, what? There was one sequence of scenes there that were just, it was brutal. I'm like, did you guys even shoot the scene on the same day? Did you come back multiple days and do this? Because there were so many little errors like that. I couldn't get past that. I was just like,
so maybe it's a Blake problem.
It might
maybe
be.
It happens in everything that she's in.
Because
it's just so sloppy.
I think she has a big say on what she wears in these types of movies because I think they spoke out, like the directors or somebody from this latest movie or the latest movie saying that, she really liked this outfit, so she ended up going with that, or like all of the different outfit choices that she made for the movie.
I know it was like that on It Ends With Us. Remember they went like over their wardrobe budget? Yeah. So it wouldn't surprise me if she's just like bossing everyone around on this set.
Well, that's the thing. Too. I think it's the mean girl energy, what we learned from her on set. Yeah. She's the boss, so there's probably some production assistant that's like, excuse me, Miss Lively, you weren't wearing the gloves in that. Shut up! I'm trying to act here. I'm in character. And of course I was wearing the gloves in the last scene, you idiot. And then you watch the movie and it's like, whoa.
But if anything, just watch it. Because I want to know like what you think. But all the things that I laid out for you, you're going to stand out. But please watch it, Jess, and then come back to us.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.